This is ESPN Radio.
Kenny and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. The road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Tune in for AL Division Series action as the Red Sox host the Rays. Coverage begins right here at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And with that, we got to bring in Xavier Scruggs, ESPN baseball analyst. Xavier, you're on with Kenny and Golic Jr. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I appreciate you having me on here. It's going to be a great game tonight.
I appreciate it. Now, this is one of those series where I wish both teams could lose because I'm a Yankees fan. But give us the bird's eye view of this Rays-Red Sox series because it's not going the way a lot of baseball analysts thought it would be.
Yeah, I think one of the big things is the Red Sox have just come to play. And you think about the depth of their lineup and the power has really showed up. And one specific guy, Kike Hernandez, he's been a surprise to a lot of us, but he has postseason experience. And I think being a catalyst at the top of the lineup has really showed up and allowed to take off the pressure of some of those guys in the middle of the order so they can perform as well. And then on the pitching side, I look at what they've been able to do even out of the bullpen. A guy that normally a starter in a Pavetta came out of the bullpen and did an amazing job last night to give them enough depth to get to a Christian Vasquez walk-off home run. So it's been all aspects of the game for the Red Sox and the Rays. Really, it's just they haven't put together the best at-bats, and I think about a guy like a Brandon Lau really hasn't showed up for them. Usually an extremely productive hitter for them playing second base and is hitless right now in this series. He is their power guy. He's their go-to guy. He hasn't done anything with the stick.
There's certainly been some areas of struggle in production, like you mentioned, but there was also a unique circumstance. I mean, how much beef do the Rays have with one of those wild calls that we saw in a game that went 13 innings with the ground rule double, that strange play that took a lot of time to decipher? Is there a legitimate gripe there for the Rays, or did they get that right?
No, I think so. I think they got to look at that rule moving forward. I think that's what the rule is now, but you look at the rule moving forward because that's a situation where you easily have a runner scoring, coming home to score on that play. If that ball is kept inbound or in play, he's scoring easily. So I look at that situation. I think moving forward, it needs to be an umpire's discretion as to how that play happens or how it evolves moving forward, allowing them to come up with the ruling there on the play on the field, because every play like that is going to be different, and we don't see that often. And that was a big time play that really allowed the Red Sox to catch a break and then go into the game later on and hit the walk-off home run.
Xavier, what do the Rays have to get done tonight in order to push this series to a fifth game back in Tampa?
Yeah, they're going to need some extremely strong innings out of some young guys. Colin McHugh is going to start this one, but he's only going to go one or two, and then it's going to be important for some of those guys like a Shane Baz, a young rookie, a Luis Patino, a young one too, and then a Shane McClanahan. All young guys are going to have to provide some extremely strong and tough innings, and they're going to need to go a little bit deeper in these games because who knows how much that these Red Sox are going to put up when it comes to how deep that lineup is. It could be a punch back and forth. So both of these teams are really going to have guys coming out of the bullpen giving them some length.
Kenny and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio talking to Xavier Scruggs, ESPN MLB analyst, going to be on the call for Red Sox and Rays coming up after us, 6:30 p.m. Eastern here on ESPN Radio. On the other side, going up against the Rays here, what's Kyle Schwarber meant to this Red Sox run here, especially in the last couple of games here? Goes out at first base Sunday night. They're going back to him with the potential clincher here. How important has he been?
He's been extremely influential on this team, and you look at it not just offensively, but being able to move him around DH, left field, first base, whatever it may be, but then also being a clubhouse leader with experience on that World Series Cubs team. And then also, this is a guy that's made some adjustments as a player. He's now vastly improved his hitting against breaking balls. In 2020, weighted on base average 233, all the way up to 328 this year in 2021. So you look at the adjustments he's made, you look at him coming over over since a trade deadline, and he's done exactly the same thing he was doing with the Washington Nationals, hitting with guys in scoring position, providing power, going gap to gap, and then going over with big flies. So you look at what he brings in the middle of the order, and oftentimes at the top of the order now, especially today, he brings that production easily.
Xavier, this Red Sox team wildly exceeded expectations that the outside world had for them. You listen to them, what they're talking about in the clubhouse, it's a different tune. But I got to ask you, with the job that Alex Cora has done with this team this year, is it time for us to consider him, if not the best, one of the best managers in all of baseball?
Absolutely. When you exceed expectations like that and you know that your team is good enough to get to a certain point like this, you still have to put your guys in the best position to succeed. And I think that's what he's done over the course of the year. They got off to a strong start, slowed up a little bit, were able to get back going. And then you look at the finish that they had toward the end of the season. Really, really important for them to do that. But he has to be the guy putting those guys in the position, but then also allowing them to feel like, okay, we believe we can do this. There has to be some sense of culture that allows them to live up to what they're seeing on the field. And a lot of times, you know, as an athlete, you may be winning, but hey, is this the really the team? Can we do this for 162 games? For them to build that culture coming back after Alex Cora wasn't there last year, that is extremely influential. And you look at what he's done with this team and how they find ways, different ways to win every night. That's big. And that's why it shows up in the postseason, because they're able to do some of those things. They have some versatility defensively now. You have some more athletes on the defensive side. This is an area they really struggled last year. They tighten that up. You got extreme power in that lineup. And then you got young pitchers and veteran pitchers really going out there and giving you strong innings.
You know it's got to be an impressive performance from Alex Cora if Chris Canty is willing to come on here and actually draw attention to it as a Yankees fan here. It says a lot about what he's done and about what's coming up tonight. Going to be a great game again, coming up 6:30 Eastern, right after us here on ESPN Radio. The Red Sox and the Rays, and Xavier Scruggs, our ESPN MLB analyst, going to be part of that call. We appreciate it, man. Have a great game tonight. We're looking forward to it.
I appreciate you, fellas. Take it easy.
Awesome stuff there again, coming up right after us here. Chris, I know that was painful for you. I appreciate you. In a series where, again, if the ground could open and both of these teams could lose, I'm sure you would support that. You did very professional work there.
Yeah, listen, I try to pride myself on being a pro's pro. And since we're going to have Xavier on here to break down the games ahead of the action at 6:30, I felt like I was going to have a line of questioning that was going to be relevant to it, and I couldn't just punt on the entire segment. So, I mean, I listened. Tip of the cap to you guys for being able to keep me in line. I want to try to keep the show rolling. But, yeah, that was painful to say the least.
Again, we weren't supposed to be here. So Chris Canty stepping up, doing the job when called upon here. That's a pro's pro, and we love to see it around here. Coming up next, though, someone else was emotional about their day at work this weekend. We'll let you know which NFL coach that was next here. Canty and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
This is ESPN Radio.
Ian Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline, and we got to give a shout-out to all of the guests that we've had on the show today. We had Jordan Renan coming in to give us the latest on the Giants injury front. Our very own Mina Kimes. Also got to give a shout-out to Tyler Fulgham for getting your money right ahead of Monday Night Football. And then Xavier Scruggs, ESPN baseball analyst, getting you set for Red Sox Rays in about 15 minutes. But Gojo, it's that time in the show for Three and Out.
Again, we weren't supposed to be here, so you're getting this all extra free of charge here. You're welcome, our bosses. Canty and Golic Jr. here. Three and Out is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Shaving Cream for a thick lather and close, comfortable shave. Barbasol, the American original for over 100 years. Better by Barbasol. And no shaving off this moment here. The Detroit Lions continue to lose in the most gutting ways possible. I'm convinced that the football gods are trying to slowly kill Dan Campbell, their Lions head coach, who in the press conference after their game was really emotional about the way that he views this team's work not being rewarded with wins so far.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it. You know, and there again, credit Minnesota, but we made the one mistake that cost us, you know, and And so ultimately, you know, we didn't do enough to win, but I was proud of them, and I love the fight they have in them, and I love the grit.
Chris, you know Dan Campbell, the player, so are you surprised Dan Campbell, the coach, is this emotional?
Yeah, I didn't expect to see all of those crocodile tears because that's just not the kind of guy that Dan Campbell was as an NFL player. Like, he was always a lunch pail. I'll see you guys at work tomorrow. We'll be better and we'll get on the right side of these games. But, I mean, to see that reaction is a little bit surprising for me. But, hey, I can't fault the guy for being emotional. I mean, you're talking about all the miscues, all the missed field goals in the kicking game yesterday, and for the Detroit Lions to lose in consecutive weeks on game-winning field goals as time expires is absolutely gut-wrenching.
Yeah, I thought they'd finally made it. I thought they'd finally broken through, and I'm with you. I had a buddy who played with Philip Rivers at one point and said Rivers had a great line about it where he said, you don't got to show me how upset you are, how sad you are for us to come back to work and get this thing right. That being said, I buy it a little more with Dan Campbell because we've seen along the way he's invested in his players. There's clearly buy-in from that team that wasn't a great roster, that we didn't expect to be good, that's been competitive. Like, when you can juxtapose that with what's going on in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, Chris, I feel like it's a reminder that while it's a little bit different and there's a lack of polish here that I can kind of appreciate from Coach, he still appears a lot more genuine about this than the guy in Jacksonville at the moment.
Yeah, and it's also a reminder, Gojo, that even though it's business, it's still personal when it comes to, yep, you know, these wins and these losses in the NFL. It's really hard to win a football game. And for a team that's as scrappy as the Detroit Lions, you know that eventually they're going to get a notch in the W column. It's just a matter of when that comes. But starting off 0-5, the way that they've got this thing going, like, that's tough for anybody to stomach.
Tough to stomach there. And so Dan Campbell and the Lions going to continue to try and get this right. The other group of people that need a little get right after this weekend are NFL kickers. Tied a record with 12 missed PATs on the weekend, did NFL kickers, but there was no show of sadness or ineptitude quite as bad as what we saw, or in this case, what we're about to hear from the Cincinnati Bengals and Green Bay Packers game. Take a listen.
Here it is, placement, kick is up, and it is no good. He missed it to the left.
You have to be kidding. You have to be kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
A nightmarish day for Mason Crosby.
12 seconds later.
Harris, he extends the right hand, catches the ball, puts it down. The kick is on its way. It hits the upright and is no good.
Oh, my gosh.
5 missed field goals.
Unbelievable. Does anybody want to win this football game? Unbelievable.
1 minute, 37 seconds later.
Snap and placement. Here's the kick. It is up. It is good. Mason Crosby got it done. Fourth time a charm. Fourth time a charm for Mason Crosby. And the Packers win it in overtime. 25-22.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
That struggle was brought to you by and heard on 620 WTMJ and ESPN 1530. And Chris, I know you got strong feelings about kickers. So in a weird way, I feel like this was a lovely weekend for you.
Oh, yeah, this is tailor-made for my show. You know, I hate when kickers go out there and don't do their job. You only have one job to do. One job. Everybody else on the football team wears multiple hats, has multiple roles. The kicker only has one job to do, Gojo, one job. And when you can't make the routine plays look routine, i.e. an extra point, everybody else in that locker room gets frustrated. I remember when I played for the Dallas Cowboys my rookie year, Larry Allen literally picked up our kicker, Jose Cortez, by his face mask because he missed an extra point out in the bay. Like, that moment kind of encapsulated how everybody on the team feels. Because it's so hard to score points, it's so hard to win games, for you not to actually get this job done, your only job, which you spend all practice doing, like, that has everybody livid. So, yeah, it's disgusting to watch football games that come down to kickers that are missing kicks that should be gimmies, but that was yesterday's NFL slate. That's what we got.
Kenny and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and a very, very angry at kickers, Chris Canty, and understandably so. Chris, we had a show in Sunday Night Football last night, But some of it also started in the pregame. Wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, Stephon Diggs, went all out with the pregame custom cleats, honoring the Netflix sensation Squid Game. I haven't seen the show yet. I'm like the one person behind the times at this point. But did they do him justice, Chris? Did they get these cleats right for him?
Oh, absolutely. The Squid Game cleats were on point from Steph Diggs. Like, that was like one of the pregame highlights from Sunday night's matchup. Like, just seeing him go and give you the kind of the nod to it. I mean, it's a really good show. Everybody's into it. I actually watched it. I don't want to be a spoiler, but I mean, the fact that Steph Diggs came out there with the cleats on and had the main characters on it, that was a pretty cool moment where you see pop culture cross over into football. Like, I think that's always great when you have those opportunities. And last night, one of the best wide receivers in the league brought that to the front stage.
I can hear everyone shouting at once. I'm going to watch it. I know it's the most watched Netflix series of all time. Steph Diggs way ahead of me. What else is new? It's busy football season for everybody. And he makes time, so I will make time. But as we finish this off, we want you to make time because we got a cool announcement. Make time starting Monday, October 11th, around 10 a.m. on ESPN+, Plus, where you can also watch us as Jordan and Shea Cornett take over the hosting duties on Sports Nation. You guys have gotten used to them and heard them both plenty around this time slot hanging out with us all summer. You hear them on ESPN Radio on game day on Sundays in your afternoons. And Chris, husband and wife getting to go to work on this one for Sports Nation. Everybody in for a treat. Jordan and Shay are two of the best doing it.
No, that's a win for everybody involved. And sports fans that aren't familiar with them are going to really enjoy what they bring to the table. Like, we know them because they're heavy in the radio game and they do an outstanding job of covering all things sports. And other things outside of sports that cross over to pop culture. But, I mean, they're two of the best to do it. And so I'm happy that they get to have this win and being the host of Sports Nation.
It's going to be awesome. We have seen them plenty. Again, Jordan Cornette's been doing great work over with the folks in the ACC network for a while now. Shay does great work at SiriusXM with us over here at ESPN Radio. You've seen them both in plenty of places here. I promise you're not going to want to miss this. So again, check out ESPN Plus Sports Nation starting at 10 a.m. Eastern on October 11th. Coming up next, though, you could stick around here on ESPN Radio for the reason we weren't supposed to be here. Red Sox and Rays coming up.